Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 140 people killed, another 525 or more wounded when airstrikes hit a funeral ceremony in Yemen for the father of a Houthi government official. Houthi rebels blaming the attack on the Saudi-led coalition, which has come under increasing international scrutiny over alleged civilian deaths. Coalition denies any responsibility for this latest attack. Meantime, the United States says it's launching an immediate review of the Saudi-led coalition. White House National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is deeply disturbed by all of this and that the U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. Russia has vetoed a draft of the U.N. Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block U.N. action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. David Pressman, Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, on the situation in Aleppo.
The U.N. Special Envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
United States and European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria. German police searching for a suspected person identified as 22-year-old Jaber Al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Al-Bakr is from Syria, and it's unclear whether he was among a million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. Series of attacks hit Germany this summer, with the Islamic State claiming responsibility for two. This is VOA News. There are ongoing concerns that foreign adversaries, most prominent among them are Russians, may be attempting to use vulnerabilities in the U.S. electronic voting system to influence the outcome of the presidential elections next month. Speaking about the integrity of the information flowing through voting machines, U.S. Homeland Security and counterterrorism official Lisa Monaco said people need to know the U.S. election infrastructure is resilient. In addition to that, she says election authorities should remain vigilant.
We exist in a wired world. We know that there are actors out there trying to breach our defenses across the board. So what we've been doing is, along with the Department of Homeland Security and others in the government, have been trying to make available to state officials and to election officials expertise, resources to bolster their defenses for their voting machines, for their voter rolls.
Russians have reacted defensively and with cynicism about the United States government officially accusing Russia of being the most likely culprit for recent hackings of U.S. political organizations. Weekend Hurricane Matthew nearing the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean islands and up the U.S. Atlantic coast, leaving nearly 1,000 dead, most of them in Haiti. It also flattened communities in the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. U.S. military spokesperson Peter Cook says the U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has ordered an American response to needs in Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for Southcom to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations support.
At last note, Hurricane Matthew is moving slowly off the east coast of the United States. U.S. politics: Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has tweeted that he would not drop out of the race. He says the establishment and the news media trying to thwart his candidacy. All over the release of a 2005 video recording of Trump making lewd remarks about women. Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is his Democratic opponent. Two will get together in the second of three debates. VOA will have live coverage beginning at 1 hour Universal Time tomorrow. You can check out all of that on our website at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.